gut stuff might be uncomfortable for you to talk about, but it's even more uncomfortable for you to deal with. And you have better things to do this year. Don't let your gut get in the way of that. Kick off the year of the habit and get science-backed digestive support during Ritual's New Year's sale. Their 3-in-1 clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotic help support a balanced gut microbiome. The delayed release capsule is designed to help reach the colon where probiotics can actually survive and grow, so you can focus less on your gut and more on sharpening your salsa dancing skills or whatever your 2026 goals are. Start a habit that sticks with 40% off your first month, plus a free gift with purchase at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Like a lot of people in this country, Michael Droney had addiction issues with alcohol and drugs, but finally made his way to recovery. But what's a little unusual about this is that Michael is a publican and owns a number of bars in Cork. He's just opened an exhibition telling his story in one of those pubs, I, on Anglesey Street in Cork. Michael, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Not too bad. When you look back now, were you always an addict? And I mean, not just in relation to alcohol and drugs, but to work and everything you did.
Yeah, since I'm a teenager, absolutely. Used anything to deflect or distract from what was really going on within.
Yeah, and what was really going on, and how long did it take for you to discover that or face up to it?
I had quite a significant trial of trauma when I was 9, and that kind of changed my life. Made me, I suppose, looking back, live with shame. So I spent my life in addiction, and then opening businesses or trying to succeed in order to deflect from how I felt, or trying to make people see me better than how I felt. You know, essentially the old word, pleasing people.
Yeah, and the thing that's quite extraordinary about this, from what I gather, is that you were still quite young and you were opening bars left, right and centre, but you were also drinking really heavily as well.
Yeah, I would have opened my first business when I was 26. I would have lived upstairs above that one. It was 2009 I opened it, and it was an instant hit. So I didn't really have anything to show from it coming out of it. But that continued on. I suppose I might have had involvement in 10, 12 companies, I'd say. And I have got 3 or 4 left.
Right. Now, would that be a deliberate decision on your part to kind of downsize your, you know, how many businesses you're involved in?
I suppose I would have just gone with the flow and taken opportunities as they came. And I suppose in more recent years, I would have closed a pub this summer, and it probably would have been due to, you know, definitely the hangover of the addiction and the chaos. I would have opened it in 2021, which was the part of the darkest moments that I was in during the pandemic.
Now, I suppose at the time when you're in the middle of it, you maybe don't have a time to reflect on it. Did you reach a point, and when was that point when you thought, oh my God, this has to stop?
It's funny, I went to, it was supposed to be a family holiday, but the addiction made me leave the house, and there was kind of family protection orders going on and all this stuff. So I headed off selfishly on my own anyway. And I was in a whiskey psychosis, and I'm not going to go into it, but to excuse my behavior, when I was in Rome, I did something that was pretty terrible to me. And it just gave me a glimpse to say, that's not who you are, you know, the shame that it just imploded. So I drank for about another 5 or 6 months, but, you know, it was getting through, and the behaviors were slowly getting worse. My partner, Kira, who's one of my saviors, she'd tell you that wasn't the worst thing that I'd done. And then I did rehab twice in 9 months. I did a 14 or 16 week formulation course up in St. Pat's as an outpatient. And then I had a massive relapse, and I got in with the home crisis services with the HSE, and I met a new psychiatrist, and I met a caseworker called Andrew, who's fantastic. And him, along with a few other people, saw beyond my addictions and beyond my pain and trauma, and they saw me for who I was, and they worked with that. So he took that little acorn of self-worth and he helped me expand on it. You know, I've been seeing counsellors for years, and I've got a guy, John Collins, I go to every week religiously still, is my rock. But this guy, Andrew, really with the addiction, you know, he treated me differently to any of the other treatments that I had been in. Mm. So it was pretty amazing, and they're an absolutely amazing service.
Yeah, and obviously your family were aware of this. The employees in the bar and people that you worked with, were they aware of how much you were drinking?
Oh yeah, like the inner circle would have been. No, it wouldn't have been up around town much, but everybody knew. You know, some security would say that if they seen me out there, it would have been a radio call to all the pubs. You know, because I was pretty bad. A couple of my partners, you know, I was living above one of the pubs with my family during the pandemic, and they would have had to stop ordering Powers whiskey and Redbreast whiskey because I just go down in the morning and I'd need a half a bottle just to straighten myself out. Jeez. So, yeah, chaos. I'm extremely fortunate to have any business left, and it's down to a few people that managed to keep the doors open long enough for me to come back and, you know, work with them. And we're not out of the woods yet. As I said, I had to close a bar this summer, but we're getting there. I've got three strong businesses now.
Yeah. And is it an added difficulty that you happen to be a publican?
No, that I suppose that's an easy reference to point. But what I've figured out, it's nothing to do with the booze, nothing to do with the drugs. It's to do with the shame and the being a victim, low self-worth, the bad behavior that you behave badly, you hurt people. You know, that's compounded because you're not dealing with the original source of the shame. So over the years, that just gets stacked up and stacked up, and you're not talking about anything, and then you go on a mad one and everything comes out. So in relation to the alcohol or the drugs, I really don't see addiction as a substance or a work or a holic thing. It's all to do with the mindset and how you feel about yourself.
Yeah. Though now that you're in recovery, has it changed your approach to being a publican in perhaps leaving space for people who don't want to drink alcohol?
Absolutely. One of my pubs, Osho, would be, you know, we started out as a tea merchant, so lots of herbal teas and gave people a reason to come to the pub. This is 8 years ago. Come to the pub and didn't feel the need to drink because we had a kind of extensive menu and all that kind of stuff. I think the pub is a very important thing in our culture. You know, lots of good things happen in the pub as well. Many relationships and marriages were forged out of pubs and nightclubs, book clubs, all that kind of thing. And I think pubs are kind of finding their way back to that now.
Yeah, that they're more kind of like, sort of like community centres to a certain extent, really, for people.
Yeah, and people were looking at me like I was mental putting on an exhibition about addiction and recovery in the pub, you know, but this section doesn't actually have a bar within it. And it's a place where all the trauma happened over between 2020 and 2023. And I lived there with my family. Actually, James Joyce's father actually lived upstairs in this particular pub. And, you know, it's where I got to my lowest point, you know, and I've been at fairly low points over my life. But it's also where the hope happened.
Yeah.
And, you know, the where people surrounded me and didn't let me fall through the cracks.
And what's, so if people go to see the exhibition, what's there? What can they see?
So I set up a page in 2021 on Instagram anonymously, in desperation, just to be able to talk, and it helped me starting expressing myself without or sometimes with chemicals. There's kind of design, there's music, there's poetry, and then there's explanation. So the thing about it is, you know, there's specific dates on a post, say April 21, and I could have been after a relapse, and it shows the mental chaos. Someone described it to me as this weekend after seeing it, you know, it's not in your face. It's art, but it's very heavy, but it's also very enlightening.
Yeah.
So there's 18 pieces that I picked from that page. And, again, from relapse to fatherhood, which, you know, I had a baby in 2021, she's 4 now, and she has been, after I got sober 2 years ago, but for the first 18 months of her life, she wouldn't really have had her dad, and now our bond is amazing. And I'm kind of reliving my innocence that was taken from me through her, and it's amazing. So there's pieces on that. And it goes through from the depths to, you know, hope and recovery again. So we had about 120 people last weekend. Some guys broke down. I had to take them upstairs and just listen to them. Other people were talking to my own family members who were there. You know, one lady, her sister had just admitted she had a problem, so they didn't know what to do. And it's very hard to tell anybody. But, you know, being an ear and for those people to see where we are now, because I'd be quite a notorious public figure in Cork, so a lot of people would have known the story and the madness. And now to see me doing this exhibition with my own family, you know, when you're an addict since you're 12 or 13, the destruction that gave my family, my brothers, my sisters, my mom, my dad, was terrible, terrible. And the last 2 years, I've started repairing that. That relationship, they've stood by me through thick or thin, but I could never see it. You know, I always thought that everybody was against me because I was very much a victim.
Yeah. Michael, thank you so much for speaking with us today, and the very best of luck of continuing with your recovery. That exhibition, as Michael was saying there, runs in Ibar on Anglesey Street in Cork City. The HSE Drugs and Alcohol Helpline also supports their free phone number is 1800 459 459, or you can email helpline@hse.ie.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Gut stuff might be uncomfortable for you to talk about, but it's even more uncomfortable for you to deal with. And you have better things to do this year. Don't let your gut get in the way of that. Kick off the Year of the Habit and get science-backed digestive support during Ritual's New Year's sale. Their 3-in-1 clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotic help support a balanced gut microbiome. The delayed release capsule is designed to help reach the colon where probiotics can actually survive and grow, so you can focus less on your gut and more on sharpening your salsa dancing skills or whatever your 2026 goals are. Start a habit that sticks with 40% off your first month, plus a free gift with purchase at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.